Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 4, starting verse 21, the Word of God says, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Now, when God saves us, what He's doing is He has taken out a heart of stone and replacing it with a heart of flesh, a heart that now beats for Him and works for Him and loves Him and wants and desires to glorify Him in everything. All right? So when God saves us, He puts us on the same team with the other Christians, so much so that we really care for one another. Because we have all tuned into the grace of God and how it's only by grace that we are saved. It's only by grace that we are cleansed. It's only by grace that we have been made whole. And so we love one another. We really do care for one another. And so believers seek fellowship with one another. We just do because we have something in common that is of eternal value. And so what's happening here? When Paul is given his final greetings to the Philippians, it's kind of like when someone you know is on the phone and you say, "Well, who are you talking to?" And they tell you, well, it's old George here." And you're like, "Oh, old George. How about old George?" And George is someone you care about and you like, and he's maybe a good friend. And you say in an endearing way, well, tell George I said what's up." All right, that's what the Christians in Rome who are with Paul right here, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. It's like they hear Paul is writing a letter to the church of Philippi, and they're saying, "Oh, you're writing a letter to the church of Philippi. Well, tell the Philippians I said what's up." And so Paul writes it down. He says, "Hey, the brothers say what's up. All the saints say what's up. Caesar's household says what's up." You can just sense the flavor of love for each other. Because they have an eternal common interest, and therefore there's a friendship that is so precious. There's a friendship with the Church of Philippi. And it's because we are brothers in Christ. And so they want to give them a shout out. Well, in the same way, when we tune into the grace of God, we have that kind of love for the brothers. Yeah, right here, final greetings and a benediction of grace. That's kind of a regular feature for Paul's letters. And it's interesting that grace is what he started the letter with, and that's exactly what he's ending the letter with right here. Chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And then right here, chapter 4, verse 23 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." You see that? The entire letter is sandwiched with grace. Like, he says some really good things. He gives some admonition. He gives some instruction. But it's sandwiched with grace. And it's just a reminder that grace meets us in the beginning and grace meets us in the end. Grace meets us at our deepest point of need. And grace is all around us when we know Christ. It's the grace of God in Christ Jesus that brings us to life. It's the grace of God in Christ Jesus that sustains us, matures us, and ultimately brings us home to heaven to be with Christ. It's all about grace. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. The grace of God is amazing. It is our hope, it is our life, and it is our source of unity in the body of Christ. And this benediction right here should increase the harmony of the church by causing each of us to cherish the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and bring a joyous peace among all of us Christians. We who are simply sinners, saved by grace. Let us cherish this grace. Let us find great joy in this grace. Let us tell others about this grace. And let us unify under this grace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in so doing, magnify the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.